This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan and lay the foundation stone of the 10,600 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. Our correspondent has the details.
The Prime Minister will do Bhumi Pujan of the rupees 10,600 crore ammonia urea fertilizer project. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. Prime Minister in the morning will interact with 25 meritorious students as part of the program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River in Guwahati aboard the cruise ship MV Swaraidev. After that, Prime Minister Modi will visit the newly constructed Shahid Smarak Kshetra at Boragao in Guwahati in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement to pay tributes to the martyrs. Aminul Haq Zoddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. It added that the campaign usually begins with victims receiving a message such as, "Hi, check this photo," from a trusted contact. The message contains a link with a Facebook-style preview, which later leads to a verifying process via a phone number. The ministry asks citizens not to click on suspicious links and never enter their phone number on external sites. It further urged people to check linked WhatsApp device settings regularly and to not fall for such traps. Fog conditions in parts of northern India is affecting visibility and may lead to delays or changes in flight operations at select airports. Airports Authority of India has advised passengers to check flight updates with their airlines through official channels and allow extra time for airport travel and formalities. It further informed that passenger assistance teams have been deployed at affected airports to provide on-ground support. Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive under GRAP Stage 4 to curb air pollution. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the state government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries faced closure and over 1 lakh pollution under control certificates were issued in 3 days. The government conducted over 3,000 inspections, issued 12,000 challans and checked more than 16,000 vehicles. The second World Meditation Day is being observed today globally. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 21st of December as the World Meditation Day last year. The date was chosen to coincide with the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, which symbolizes introspection and inner calm. Diplomats from around the world, UN officials and yoga leaders joined in a Meditation for Global Peace and Harmony event at the United Nations headquarters in New York yesterday. The observance was organized by India, Andorra, Mexico, Nepal and Sri Lanka, who sponsored the General Assembly resolution last year designating the winter solstice December 21 as World Meditation Day. Meanwhile, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will take part in the World Meditation Day celebrations at Heartfulness Global headquarters at Khana Shantivanam near Hyderabad later this morning. In the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in the final match at the ICC Academy ground in Dubai this morning. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. Led by Ayush Mathre, India will aim to clinch the title for record 9th time. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Dr. Y.S. Rajshekhar Reddy ACA BDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. led by Harmanpreet Kaur. India will play 5 T20s against Sri Lanka as part of their Women's T20 World Cup preparations. The Board of Control Cricket for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced India's squad for the upcoming 5-match T20 series against New Zealand and the ICC Men's T20 World Cup 2026. And that is the end of this news bulletin.